Josh and Stacy, could you give me just a few minutes up here, guys? Come up. I just can't take the I can't miss the opportunity to honor these guys. They just got back from a trip down to New Orleans, just a dark place. Just a lot of difficulty they faced down there. They led the team. Carl Davis, who you guys know, I get to work with him. He leads worship here sometimes for us. Carl and team of what was 10, 12 people or something like that. So they're here from time to time. They float in, they float out. They're part of our larger Disciple Nations family. But these guys just live on mission. I love them so much. They just put it all on the line for Jesus all the time, and they're just always willing to go. And could you take a few minutes and just tell us what happened on this last trip, particularly what the Lord do?
Yeah, he did a ton of things, actually. I don't know how to share all of them, but he brought healing, actually, to the leadership there. That's a larger story, but stuff happened in 2017, and he just brought people on our team that had been a part of that, and that wasn't planned. And so he brought healing. We took a team of people that were kind of like, I think God can do stuff, but I don't really know if he could do stuff type thing. And we took them and like our first night on the French Quarter, which I don't know if you know much about New Orleans, but it, per capita, like per person, it is like the most murders in the entire nation. And so we're there like 9 o'clock at night in the French Quarter, right not far from Bourbon Street. And we're ministering to people, and the Lord says, this guy has pain in his leg. And so, and he had torn ligament. And so I took one of the guys on the team that was there. He was already ministering to him. We prayed with him. The guy starts like hopping on his foot, gets on his knees, cries like, I want to give my life to Jesus type moment, gets filled with the Holy Spirit after. And the guy on our team, like, said, I felt ligaments grow back. He's like, I don't know how to describe it, but I had my hand. He said, I had my hand on his knee, and when you prayed, I felt ligaments go back. And instantly, I feel like the Lord was building faith in these guys. And so we just had incident after incident after incident that God was healing. There was words. Like, God was doing something in the people there, but he also was doing something in the team. And part of the conversation we kept having is everything we're doing here, we can do at home. Like, this isn't just like you go to some place and you get to do some cool stuff. It's like, this is life lived with Jesus. I had to take a guy to the ER, and that's a whole nother story, but like, God radically healed him before they gave him medicine. Like, we prayed an hour before we went, and once he got in the back, he was healed without medicine. And he was like, that has never happened to me in my life when I have these things. But when I did that, Stacy got to take the team to the mall, which I love taking people to the mall for evangelism because you can do that here. But I don't know what you want to share, but it was just, for me, a fun trip. And the people there, the YWAM team there, they're on the front lines. They need community. They need love. I'm praying for a way to bring them here so Deanne can love on them. They need encouragement. So I feel like it was bigger than just going to a dark area and being a light. It was bringing healing to a mission team, but then also building relationship with them. And so I don't know if you want to, what you want to share, but
it was really cool. We got to go to this kids club, and it's in a project where they had to shut it down at one point because there was drive-by shootings. Like, it's not a safe area at all. And the Lord highlighted one of the young guys to me that was a teenager. And so, of course, me, I was like, Josh, will you come with me? I think I have word for this guy, right? Super scared. Like, did I make it up? And I go over to him and I share the word from the Lord. And he is like, I have never said that out loud. And you're standing here saying it to me. And he's like, can I hug you? I was like, okay. So we got to pray over him and bless this young guy who God had put dreams in his heart that, I mean, that's what scripture says, that prophecy brings out the secrets of their heart, right? And it was just really amazing to get to see the Lord use even me. And at one point, we were on the streets. They were passing out free hot dogs and praying over people. And Joseph was, there was this guy with like a keyboard or something, really smelly. And my kids went and loved on him, and he would not let Zoe share. He was like, no, I want to hear this guy. And so my little 8-year-old was sharing Jesus with this guy on the street, and he let him pray with him. And it was just so powerful to see that our kids, I mean, there is no junior Holy Spirit. Your kids are powerful as they go into their schools, as they go into the grocery stores, like everywhere you go, they share the love of Jesus and they see it in you. And so you're training up your kids. And it was just so cool getting to see our kids and Sophie praying over people. Even little Lizzie, she brought her little books and she'd pass them out and say, Jesus really loves you. And the Lord gave us, we all prayed over these three really big, tough guys. And the Lord gave me a word for each of them. And I look up after I shared and we prayed, and the guy is crying, like this big, tough guy that I was scared to go talk to. And he was just crying because the Lord encountered him and the truth of what was spoken over him and just what the Lord showed me about his life. And it was just really powerful seeing God move through, you know, Mr. Evangelism and then me, who the doorbell rings and I hide behind the couch, right? So it's like God uses each of us in our own personalities the way that he chooses to do it. So just say yes when God says, go do that. And you're like, I'm scared. It's okay. Holy Spirit's with you, right? He's a comforter.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
I just kind of felt like saying there's nothing special about us. Or like we're no different than anybody else. You know, like I just think of James when it says Elijah was a man like us, right? He prayed and the heavens were like, there was no rain for 3 years and he prayed again. And I just think like we have all of us in this room, we have the very spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of us. And so, man, like even like yesterday, we took our kids to celebrate their birthday and just places, different places we stop. Like they're making our kids boba. And I just stopped and I said, okay, while they're making this, Jesus, what do you have for the people behind the counter? And then I just shared and they're like, I'm getting goosebumps, you know, and praying for them. And it's just like, guys, this is the life we get to live with Jesus. Like we're just having fun with our heavenly dad. Just like when you have a moment, just pause and say, Jesus, what do you, I mean, like we, as short as going through a Taco Bell drive-thru, because my daughter's favorite thing is Taco Bell. I don't know why. But as we're driving through there, I paused and asked the Lord, and it was a very faint, like almost to the point where I was like, I don't know if I really want to share that. But when I did, like the guy opened up and started talking to me, and I got to pray for him, got to minister to him. So it doesn't matter like whether it's a picture, whether it's just a word that flashes through your head, just like step out. And you're going to see God do all sorts of things. And if you get it wrong and you show love, man, people are so impacted by that. But I don't, that's what I felt to encourage as we're sharing. Because, yeah, so Father God, I just, man, we love you, Jesus. And we just thank you that you withheld nothing. Like, Father, you withheld nothing from us. You gave your son freely. He laid down his life for us, for the joy set before him being each one of us. And so, Father, I pray that we would recognize who we are. We are your sons and daughters because of what you've done. Like we just did communion. Can't earn this, but thank you that we get to walk in it by faith. And so, Father, I pray, one, that we would understand sonship. We would walk as your beloved sons and daughters. I pray that would go deep. And I pray, too, that as your sons and daughters, we would just recognize that every day we're on an adventure with our heavenly dad. Your spirit lives in us because you like us and you love us. And so I pray for a holy boldness for each person here that we would pause and just say, Father, what are you speaking over this person? And then we'd have boldness to share what we hear because people need the hope that we carry. That's Christ in us. So, Father, we pray for holy boldness. Break off any fear, Lord. Break off any fear of getting it wrong, any fear of not hearing correctly. Lord God, I pray that you would open our ears to hear, God. And I pray that our mouth would be a mouthpiece for the kingdom, and the kingdom of light. And so give us boldness in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would stir up the passion and the fire inside of each one of these hungry ones for you, Jesus, that you would stir up revival, God, everywhere they go, every place their foot steps, it would be taking back ground from the enemy in the name of Jesus, God, that they would carry your presence powerfully because they're doing it in love. Lord, I pray that you would give a hunger and a thirst like never before to this entire congregation, God, for your word and for prayer. God, I thank you for their purity of heart, and I thank you for their perseverance and their endurance, and I bless them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you guys for coming up. Guys, Josh and Stacy are just full-time missionaries. They give their lives to this. If you want to help support them in any way, Disciple Nations is a website. You can click on missionaries and find them there. Josh and Stacy Engel, they live up in Newton. You will go with them when they go on these journeys if you sow in. So please consider that.